For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, these things always seem so far away, and then they catch up with people who go, oh, was that today? So on the day of Saturday, February 24th...
I know what I'll be doing on that day. Yes, I will be with a bunch of WBFO, WNED listeners going to Toronto to see the play, King Charles III. And I understand that ours are the only tickets available for that performance. It's sold out, other than these very good orchestra seats. But the play, which played London, which played Broadway, imagines in the future, Queen Elizabeth has died and her son, the current Prince Charles, is now king, thus King Charles III. And there is a crisis. So that's the play. It's very, very entertaining play. And they've arranged quite a nice outing. I just love the fact, not only do I not have to drive, I don't have to park, I don't have to decide where to have lunch. And I get to have lunch with Patrick Galligan, and that will be especially nice.
Well, I was noting several of our favorite performers from the Shaw Festival are going to be in this play, so it looks like a winner.
Yes, but Mr. Galligan's the only one who accepted our invitation to lunch. I shouldn't say that. He might have been the only one invited. But so I know a lot of people are very interested to see it, but if you want to see it with me, with lunch with Patrick Galligan, with no fuss, no muss, and with very good seats, Saturday, February 24th, we're heading on up, and you can go to our website for the information.
Well, I've been looking forward to it, but I haven't gotten over to the new Phoenix Theater yet for Cinderella. It says conceived and directed by Kelly Bocock Natale. I guess there's no official Cinderella, so what did she do?
Well, she did a very charming reworking of the Cinderella story, giving more of the background of the story of Cinderella and her father, and giving meaning and purpose to the story, but in a very playful way, with those flights of invention for which Kelly Bocock Natale is known. A more equal balance between Cinderella and the prince, who is more of a person now. It's not just that he's pining for the girl of his dreams, he's pining for more in his life. So that's what she's done, and assembled a very engaging cast. Jamie Nablo, a perfect Cinderella. But I also thought that Alejandro Gomez was a perfect prince, and it's very sweet. It's not as playful and fanciful as Peter Pan was. It's much more restrained than that. It is not her boldest gesture, but it is entirely satisfying and quite enchanting.
I really want to know who plays the, is it wicked, evil, unpleasant stepmother? And is she unpleasant, or do we see another side to her?
She's awful.
Oh, good. Well, awful is often a fun role to play, yeah, so who gets that?
She is without redeeming value. Yes, she has had pain in her life, but I think that her reaction to that pain is lacking in ethics, shall we say. And she is elegantly and with great femininity and charm played by Eric Rowski.
No.
Absolutely. You'll die. He's just so funny. He plays her with great conviction and reality.
Well, maybe they wanted to surprise everyone in the theater, but I think if they'd used that more in their publicity, I would have signed up right away.
Well, the cat is out of the bag now. You're going to see Eric Rowski as the wicked stepmother. And he's odious, just odious.
Well, the stages are awash in fantasy and fairyland. The Nutcracker, the ballet by Tchaikovsky. Once again, Naglia Ballet Artists with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra over at Shays Performing Arts Center. Two shows, Saturday night at 7, this Sunday afternoon at 2. And you once said something that I've never forgotten about taking people to the Nutcracker.
Taking children. I think my earliest memories of the theater are actually the ballet. I was mesmerized. There's just so much for the eye, and the Nutcracker is perfect for children. A feast of fanciful dances, and one little fantasy after another played out, particularly in the Candyland portion. And it's beautiful. And my live orchestra, that's more than I had as a child. A perfectly wonderful introduction. And it's about a little girl. It's about a child. Cinderella also in that regard, but I think either of those is a good experience introduced. Introducing a young child to live entertainment.
And if anyone listening thinks that just because it's the holiday season that the theaters are going to go dark or whatever, nothing could be further from the truth, and we'll talk about a lot of productions that are on stages next week.
I'd like also to mention the passing of David Cassidy, which people may be surprised to hear in the context of theater talk, that guy from the Partridge Family. But I had seen him on Broadway with his half-brother Sean Cassidy in Blood Brothers. And his father was Jack Cassidy, Tony Award winner for She Loves Me, a real theater family. His stepmother, of course, Shirley Jones, with whom he appeared on the show. But a brilliant career early on, apparently not an especially happy life in its entirety, but with certainly some spectacular highlights and bringing a great deal of pleasure to many, many people.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.